I Am Brave, Part 6. The heat burned against Max as he worked his way around the flames. Slowly, he inched to the stairs and headed toward the room he had seen the hand waving from. It was getting harder and harder to breathe. The flames swallowed up the oxygen. Smoke filled his lungs, causing them to tighten and shorten each breath he tried to take. Finally, he reached the classroom where he thought he had seen the hand. He pushed open the door, but couldn't see through the smoke. He slowly walked through the blackness toward the window until his foot bumped into something. He reached down and felt a hand. Max knelt down and put his ear to the boy's mouth. He heard shallow breaths. He heaved the boy onto his back and made his way to the door, gasping for air as he struggled under the boy's weight. With each step, Max felt weaker. "God, please help me get him out. I can't do it." Max willed himself to take another few steps until he made it to the staircase. Faltering under the boy's weight and growing fainter every second, he managed to reach the first floor and crawled to the door. With his last bit of strength, he dragged himself a few more feet, then collapsed. The firemen were now pulling up. They rushed to Max. "I've got this one," yelled one of the firemen. Max lay motionless as the firemen lifted him up, while another fireman tended the other boy. The firemen laid Max on a stretcher and began CPR. "Come on, son," the fireman murmured as he continued CPR. Max regained consciousness and peeked through swollen eyes. "Well, hello there, Max." Max was very dazed. "Do you know who I am?" Max's whole body screamed in pain. His lungs burned, his skin burned, his eyes burned. "Paul?" Max uttered weakly.
"Yeah, you look a little different than when I last saw you."
Max tried to smile, but remained still.
"I heard you ran in there to save that boy, Max. Why did you do that?"
Max moved his leg a bit, and the fireman looked down and saw something in his pocket.
"Do you want that out of your pocket?"
"Yes," uttered Max. The fireman reached in, pulled out the notebook, and smiled.
"This also looks a little different than when I last saw it."
On the front of the notebook, it said, "I am brave." As Paul turned the pages, he saw all the verses Max had written in it. When he reached the final page, he saw where Max had written the same thing over and over. Max slowly turned his head toward Paul. With a faint whisper, he began, "I am brave." Then he stopped. Paul had to finish the words.
"God is bigger than my fear. I am safe in his loving hands."
Then Max's body relaxed.